Hey, it's syndicated radio talk show host, author, singer, Al Cole, welcoming you to another edition of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. I come from CBS Radio. My shows are nationally syndicated, and I've helped pave the way to treating women, guys too, with the dignity that they deserve. And I do that through a very dignified radio network, Apple's iTunes radio network under their professional news talk division. They air my shows as well as CBS shows and Fox News, NPR, BBC, and C-SPAN too. Best talk in the country on the whole planet. Apple's iTunes radio network under news talk. Visit my website, peopleofdistinction.org. You'll see a lot going on there. My association with Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post. Also, my major media consulting, helping people to become entrepreneurial at what they do. In other words, hey, making money at it. And I've helped hundreds to do that with my major media consulting. And you can email me on anything that I do. Email me at alcoleholic@gmail.com. You heard me right. That's A-L-C-O-L-E. HOLIC@gmail.com. And I really want to thank my CBS radio listeners for coming up with that handle, Alcoholic. Seems like from day one, my listeners have been saying, Al, we love what you're doing there, brother. In fact, we're hooked on it. We're Alcoholics. And coming from CBS radio, I also am a New York Times bestselling author with Chicken Soup for the Soul. Chicken Soup for the Soul is distributed by CBS's Simon & Schuster, so we keep it in the family that way. Coming up, a lady that I think you're really going to enjoy. Her name is Nancy Mangano, and she's written a wonderful novel series, Natalie North novels, yeah. And we're going to be talking about two of them. Deadly Decisions. Whoa, all right. I mean, it sounds a little bit gruesome. However, Nancy's, yeah, she's a nice lady, and she's going to talk about it in nice ways, very intelligent ways. Something that involves Hollywood murders. All right, that's a deadly part. Decisions. Okay, maybe cheating partners. Things along that line. Now, you, my listening audience, you're nice people too. I know that you don't cheat on your partners, but every once in a while, you know, we'll get involved in something. And sometimes we don't even think of it as cheating. We just think, well, you know, maybe, boy, this person, they have some sort of grip over me. This is really something. Or I love them so much, and I made a mistake maybe with my current partner. I don't know. You know, many ways that we can describe it. Well, Deadly Decisions has to do with a lot of that stuff. Okay, cheating partners, Hollywood murders, all of that exciting stuff that, is still People of Distinction because it's all part of the Natalie North novel series. And you know that Natalie North has to be cool. A Passion for Prying, that's another one of the books that is in that series that we'll be exploring as well. So there are two in that series. Also, I will say that Nancy is into fashion and beauty. Yeah, in fact, she's got a fashion beauty magazine herself. It's called Strutting in Style, and we'll lay some emphasis on that as well. So strap down. We're going to do it in a very concise way, in a way that you, my listeners, can keep up, even though three different topics, sometimes it's tough to keep up. But we know how to do that. On People of Distinction, Nancy knows how to do it too. And if you like what we're talking about right now with the Natalie North novel series and all of that, goes out particularly to you, the novelists out there, the writers, she might have some good tips that she can bring to you with the things that she'll talk about, and particularly fashion, whoa, and beauty, and things along that line, Strutting in Style. We all love that. So stick around, and you're going to be gripped by this. Go to two of her websites for more info, struttinginstyle.com, and also natalienorthnovel.com. And, of course, her novels are available on Amazon.com. She was brought to us by Parchment Global Publishing, one of the best in the publishing world. You got a book you want to move it through Parchment. ParchmentGlobalPublishing.com. Welcome, Nancy, to People of Distinction with Al Cole. Pleasure to have you on today. How are you, Nancy?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I appreciate appreciate the opportunity, and I'm excited to talk about my business and my brand.
Well, there you go. We're going to talk about it as well. We're excited, too. So you can talk about it. Now, we're talking about your two novels, two of the Natalie North novels, Deadly Decisions, A Passion for Prying, and then also your fashion beauty magazine, Strutting in Style. We'll each, you know, we'll put some specific emphasis on each one. But just give us the overview right now on how they all interconnect, Nancy.
They all interconnect. My Natalie North novels. Natalie is a private investigator, 29 years old, and she trails cheating partners in her father's investigation business, but she aches to work cases really of substance. She wants to work felony cases, and the grittier the better, and she keeps getting wrapped up in these Hollywood murders. But in addition to all of this, she's very fashionable, very stylish, very into pop culture, weaved all throughout the book. So all of my love of fashion and beauty in that, I throw into Natalie, my main character. Builder, whether you love murder, passion, betrayal, all of that, Hollywood, pop culture, glitz, fun, you know, all of it, you get the full read. They're murder mysteries with fun thrown in.
Not easy to do, but I know that you do it very effectively. In fact, I want to ask you on that. When you're talking about murder mysteries and fun, which seems, you know, on the surface to be oxymoronic there, you know, how do you get fun out of murder? How does murder lead to fun? You're able to do that, maybe with a sense of humor, maybe with a sense of writing skill. How do you actually do it where you merge murder and fun in the same novel, Nancy?
You know, it is so enjoyable for me to write that way. I do it, first of all, I don't make any outlines at all. I write strictly off my head, and the characters start building themselves, and pretty soon Nancy is not telling the story. The characters tell the story, and they'll sometimes do things even I don't know are coming up. And everybody's in, you know, interested in murder shows, mystery shows and all, but people like fun, and I like fun, and people like to laugh. So to combine it and put some levity in there along with the subject of murder and mayhem, it just wraps it all together, and it makes for such an enjoyable read, male, female, no matter what you love to read, there's something in there for everyone.
You know, you said it so well, and I'm going to underscore a little bit about what you said to my listening audience right now. Character development. I know as a writer, even though I'm not a novelist, but as a writer, the words take over sometimes, and the mission of those words take over, where you can't help but pen certain things a certain way. That's a very important aspect to writing. And with what Nancy is talking about in her series is that Natalie North is such a developed character that it's like she's taking over, maybe even almost spiritually. Like it's this compulsion that comes down upon the writer. And Natalie is really the one who's writing this novel. It is so compelling after a while where the words just have a vision of a life of their own. And then it makes it easy to put it together, not only as a wonderful book, but particularly something for everybody there, because Natalie knows what she's writing. Am I on the right track there, Nancy?
You are totally on the right track. And, you know, it is so fun because I wrote them in third-person point of view. Although Natalie's the main character, no matter what character I'm writing about, I have to get into their head, their thoughts, their actions, write from their point of view. And it's just as enjoyable to me as it is for the reader. But you're so right. Your characters develop so much stronger that way. And I'll just sit down, and all I will know in my next chapter is the pivotal point I need to get across to keep the book moving. That is all I will know. And then the characters just start coming out and build themselves. And the creative aspect of it is really enjoyable.
Yeah, I can see that. And I can hear it. My listeners can, too. And, you know, Deadly Decisions is something that you got to order at Amazon.com. And you can also order it at NatalieNorthNovel.com. Let's say just another bit about Deadly Decisions, and then we'll go into A Passion for Prying, another Natalie North novel. What else should my listeners know about Deadly Decisions that will prompt them to order the book or get in touch with you?
It's quick, good reading. It's very, very, it's well written. It moves quickly. I make the chapters short and punchy to keep you interested. It's not going to drag you out for 20 pages a chapter. Great dialogue. And although it is talking about cheating partners and murder and mayhem, you get a lot of morality weaved in and out. And Natalie is a very moral, upright person. And it all comes together, like you said, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, passionately. It's just a book that once you start reading it, you'll have a hard time putting it down.
Yeah. All right, people. You know what to order there. Deadly Decisions by our special guest, Nancy Mangano. She's going to be talking about another Natalie North novel. And I like that. Alliterative Natalie North has that ring, a classic ring to it. A Passion for Prying. That's another one. In fact, that was the first one in the series. Now, that sounds consistent with, the first one with passion, a lot of passion in that. Prying. Okay, now, that's another aspect maybe of Hollywood. I'm not saying that that book is about Hollywood, but, we know about the gossip columns and things like that. And prying, and even alliteration there, Passion for Prying. That sounds pretty gripping itself. Tell us a little bit about that book as well.
The book does also take place in Hollywood, and because Natalie is so into her private investigation work, she like pries and snoops into places she doesn't belong. And the name of their investigative shop is I Pry Inc. So she has this real passion for prying. Her father's a retired LAPD cop, and he's now opened up this agency trading cheating partners. But in A Passion for Prying, Natalie herself becomes the target of the murder. In Deadly Decisions, a Natalie North novel, she is solving the major murders. But in A Passion for Prying, she realizes she has become the target of the murder, and she needs to backtrack and try to figure out who's trying to kill her.
Whoa, how do you like that? Now, that is an interesting twist there. Is that the first time in any of the Natalie North novels where Natalie becomes the target, or has she become a target before?
That's the first time, but she becomes a target because, as you and I both know, when you get into people's lives and your job is to find cheating partners, oftentimes you're setting yourself up for harm. That's a dangerous thing to go out and do.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows there's probably somebody that she tried to capture cheating, and she backtracks all of her steps.
Look at that. And, at the same time, she's got a life, I guess. She's out there with her, whatever work she's doing. And you put it down in exemplary ways with the books and Natalie North novel. But at the same time, she's a homebody, too, maybe raising the kids or anything personal that you want to relate about Natalie in her everyday life as well, Nancy, that my listeners might grab onto.
Yes, she is not married. She is single, but she is actually, I don't want to say involved in any triangles herself, but she does date Darren McAllister, an LAPD district prosecutor. And then through that, she meets Alfonso DiPaolo, a taxi driver who takes a real liking to her. And she also kind of has a crush on Officer Sherburne of the LAPD. So she's kind of juggling partners herself.
Although she
does not cross the line.
All right. We like that. Boy, I'll tell you, this is exciting stuff, people. A Passion for Prying, another one of the Natalie North novel series. And in fact, that was the first one. As the first one, this is good too. Tell our listeners how many there are in that series. But before you do,
there are three. A Passion for Prying, Murder Can Be Messy, and Deadly Decisions, a Natalie North novel. And that is the order I wrote them. that I'd like to let everybody know they are also standalone novels. Mm-hmm. So if you pick up Deadly Decisions first and you haven't read the first two, you will still completely understand the book, and that's true with all three.
Look at that. And so there's something unique about each one. They're standalone, as you say. And at the same time, because they're all Natalie North novels, they have that special chord of Natalie, that personality of Natalie going through. And, you know, a little bit of that, like Natalie, you said, she gets around, that sort of thing. she's hip to life. All right.
Yeah, like I said, there's also a lot of pop culture and fashion and beauty and fun. And I think readers will really like her and like the stories. And then there's so many fun, crazy characters that come into play. It's just good reading.
Yeah, we like that. Hey, people, if you like it too, order this book, A Passion for Prying, one of the Natalie North novel series, as well as Deadly Decisions, and you can order them both at Amazon.com, and you can run to this website to not only order them, but learn more about what she's talking about. She is the author, Nancy Mangano, here on People of Distinction. Go to NatalieNorthNovel.com, and we're going to be talking about strutting in style. Hey, that's another aspect of what Nancy does. Fashion, beauty, all of that stuff, all wrapped up in a wonderful magazine called Strutting in Style. StruttingInStyle.com is the website there. When did you put it together, Strutting in Style? Was that before or after or during the Natalie North novel series?
During. I actually started it a couple years into my novels, and I did it twofold. I did it because I just love fashion, beauty, and style, and I know that's a major topic worldwide that everybody loves. But I also did it in a way for the public to learn more about my books and myself and my novels. But it's 99% fashion and beauty. I own the magazine. I write everything. I edit it all. And it's completely free. If you just go to strutitinstyle.com, you will get so much free fashion advice, style advice, beauty advice, ways, tips of everything. So many fashion and beauty and style pictures. And I'd like to say it is read globally, and I've got over 1 million readers. So that's moving out there. But I enjoy it so much, and writing posts on like a blog or a magazine is much quicker than writing a novel. I can do one post in a day. So I only post about 3 or 4 times a week, but you get new material. But it's just fun for me. It's relaxing for me, and I do it as a service to the public, and people love the topic, and it just caught on.
It really does catch on. Beauty, fashion, today's world. It was always a big thing in every single world throughout history, where people wanted.
I learned that with a magazine.
Yeah,
every country pulls it up because you can translate it into other languages, and
mm-hmm.
it's practically every country on the planet goes in and reads those fashion and beauty. So I know everybody cares about fashion, beauty, and style.
And everybody has their own opinion about fashion, beauty, and style, too. Now, I'm going to be the everyday average interviewer right now and ask the everyday average question. That is actually a very predictable question here. What sets you apart from other fashion beauty magazines, Nancy? As if we didn't know. You sound like a very fashionable person yourself. So what is your take that makes your magazine a little bit different on fashion and beauty than all the rest?
Thank you. I have loved fashion, beauty, and style since I was born. I feel it's in my blood. I was wearing high heels and stockings and light makeup by the time I hit 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it, and I love everything about it. And I also feel like I have an eye for it. I always say if I wasn't a writer, I would be a fashion designer. And when I was 18, 19 years old, I would just knock on Hollywood doors with my modeling portfolio and try to find print work and fashion jobs. because it's just in me, and I don't know how to explain that to people. Fashion is just inside of me, and I love doing it. I've never lost interest in it. I feel like I can look at something and just know from head to toe how to put the entire outfit together. I do have to say I'm more into women's fashion than men's, mm-hmm. not looks-wise, but as far as really knowing it and understanding it and knowing how to put it all together. I can see a man, I think he looks great. He is dressed so nicely, but I couldn't tell you who he's dressed by or that. But with women's fashion, I just almost instinctively know that, and it just comes very easy to me.
You know, I'm going to ask you something that I don't get a chance to ask all that much, but I've always been interested in it, particularly when you talk about women's fashions. I'm going to say pocketbooks, but I know that they're generally known as fashion bags. Women call them bags. I'm not sure why. That doesn't sound fashionable at all. Pocketbook sounds a little bit more fashionable. But they'll spend thousands of bucks on that stuff. Is that part of fashion greatness these days? And how come it's so big in fashion, women's bags, where they spend so much money on that?
Okay, bags and purses. I know what you mean. A designer bag where they care what name is on the bag.
Right.
I really think, now me personally, I think you can buy just as beautiful of purses and bags that aren't designer. So I'm not pushing any certain designers, but I think the allure and the thrill of carrying a designer bag is just that. If I'm holding a Calvin Klein bag, I feel like I step up. I feel like I've groomed myself into, like, the Calvin Klein world simply because the label on the bag says Calvin Klein. And I know that isn't the case, but I think it's really more psychological in people, and it just makes them feel like they're carrying a famous designer bag, and it ups the way they feel about themselves when they carry it.
Look at that. Boy, I tell you, this is really something. I love the way the interview moves and grooves and everything, talking about the Natalie Nobel North series, both Deadly Decisions and A Passion for Prying, going into fashion beauty with the magazine, Strutting in Style, everything. I'll tell you, Nancy keeps it moving on People of Distinction, and you can move too to Amazon order. Deadly Decisions and A Passion for Prying, all part of the Natalie North novel series. And also go to natalienorthnovel.com. You can also go to struttinginstyle.com. Get involved with the magazine, Strutting in Style. You can order it online, order a lot of things online there, and get involved in your style. Directions, fashion, beauty directions through Nancy Mongano, a special guest on People of Distinction today. And we're going to take it out with something, as they say, a little bit different, because Nancy is different. It's really a wonderful interview, interweaving all of this stuff. And now, in the same way that we got to know Natalie North a little bit better, Nancy, since you wrote the Natalie North novel series, I believe that you're a lot like Natalie North. God, the alliteration keeps coming all the time with you. Natalie North. Nancy. It should be Nancy Nangano. Deadly Decisions. Passion. Prying. All of that stuff. Are you really Natalie North yourself, Nancy?
Not 100%, but I must say that in some ways, she is very much like me. I just wanted to flip it a little bit, and she almost lives a man's lifestyle in the way that she's independent and takes charge, although she has a soft heart, but she can very well take care of herself, and I've always loved to write. I write my novels, I write screenplays, I've got my fashion magazine, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to come up with a character that the public falls in love with, but a character that I know so well as I build her that I can just build on this and this and this. The way that she is different than I am, although I love law enforcement, I actually have an associate's degree in law enforcement, and I used to work at the Orange County Sheriff's Department. So so I also wanted to get some detective work in there and make her a real good detective. And I just weaved it all together to the stories. But the way she's different than me, I never wanted to be an actual police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas she wants to be an actual police officer. I wanted to just be a detective and go out and do undercover work and that. But life takes you on different paths. So I put it all together in my book.
Look at that. A free woman. We like that. A woman who knows where she's going and ain't afraid to get there. That's Natalie North, and I know it's a lot of Nancy Mangano, our special guest on People of Distinction with Al Cole. And one final thing, possibilities, possibility thinking. I like to end all of my shows with that, a way to encapsulate, usually it's not the personal direction of somebody. Usually it's whatever they talked about in positive terms. What if that became the modus operandi of our society, big in our society that way? But in your case, because we've talking about so many different aspects, if Nancy Mangano were nationally and internationally known, and you could be tomorrow, maybe a few weeks from now, month from now, a year from now, whatever, because you're doing wonderful things. What do you want the world to really know about Nancy Mangano that might be consistent, most likely is consistent with the Natalie North series, Strutting in Style, everything else that you do? What do you have to offer outside of just the wonderful products, but Nancy's heart and soul, whatever, guiding force, the mission, even legacy, that you think you could offer to our human family if we, as a human family, all knew about Nancy Mangano? Big question there, but boy, I know that you can come to the plate with a great answer on that, Nancy.
Yes, and I think you touched on it with joy and spirituality. I know what it's like to go to movies that inspire you, read books that inspire you, take you to a higher level. Make you look at the positive of life, just enjoy things, close the book and say, oh, that was fun, it took me away and I got something out of this. There's I don't want to say each of my books have a real moral point that I'm trying to push on anybody, because they don't, but I just want people to escape for a while, maybe really think about like you said, you know, well, what is behind it all? What is the higher power? What is the spirituality? What drives me to be a better person today, to get up and want to get out of that bed and move forward and bring people happiness and let people see my movies and read my books and go to my fashion magazine and just feel the better for doing that?
Mm. Boy, I'll tell you, great, great interview here with our guest, Nancy Mangano. And I'm going to cap it off with a couple of cents of my own here, as I always do, on People of Distinction with Al Cole. You know, we're all stars. We're born that way, people. The minute we're born, we that baby looking around, wow, I'm here, I made it, I'm alive. And we have genius. Each one of us are born with that beautiful human genius to experience the greatest, greatest genius of all, and that is love. The things that we love, the things that we want to look forward to for passing on that love to the ones that we love, and maybe even to the ones that we don't even know yet. Destiny, all of these things we talk about on People of Distinction, they're wrapped up very, very clearly in the mission of Nancy Mangano, the creative mission, and the mission that she was just talking about with anything that she can add to maybe the spirit of being a human being, and certainly the love of being a human being. And people take it seriously. Whatever she's saying, you could say about you as well. You have greatness within you. It might not always be the greatness to write a book or to excel at something that is going to give you national or international visibility. Just in your own life, if you show love to somebody and somebody shows you that love back, you are creating that beautiful energy that now you can transmit out. Even in prayer, if you know love, you can emit that through that transmission of energy, just the beautiful glint in your eye, maybe just the way that you comport yourself with other people and show them love, and also respect, and maybe even say that nightly prayer to our human family that we can show each other love and respect too. And that's what People of Distinction is really all about. And you're going to find so much of it too in Nancy Mangano's Deadly Decisions and also A Passion for Prying, part of the Natalie North novel series. And run to her website, natalienorthnovel.com, get involved, as well as on Amazon, and Strutting in Style, what you've always wanted to do, and you can do it well with her magazine, Strutting in Style, and that's struttinginstyle.com. Visit that website, and visit this website too, From Whence She Came, parchmentglobalpublishing.com, one of the best in the publishing world. Thank you so much, Nancy, for being my special guest on People of Distinction with Al Cole. This has really been a pleasure to have you on. We wish you the best with everything that you're doing and your life directions, too. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you back to you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. Oh, that was so good.
That was so good.
Thank you. You did a great job interviewing me. I so appreciate how you periodically mentioned again the websites, and you kind of kept weaving it through,
mm-hmm.
and just thank you.